Happy holidays, everyone. This is Bobby Elias, along with our co-host, Divine Aubrey. Let's create a better world. We're on every week, Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And I want to thank my daughter, Julie Elias, for playing this song for me once in a while, because Celine Dion is her favorite singer. Thank you, Julie. You're a wonderful daughter. You've been into music all your life, and I got into it with you when you were small. And this is beautiful. And happy, and by the way, happy holidays to everyone, to our guest today, our co-host, and you, the audience. This is a great time of the year. We're going to talk about that on this show today with our guest, Veronica Gabriel, who's on the first Wednesday of every month. To talk about various things. Today, we're going to talk about two things with her, and I'll let Divine explain more, but we're going to talk about how to prepare for Christmas, body, mind, spirit, relationships, etc. And then also, we're going to start with how she learned from her mother how to never get upset and just be calm and relaxed as much as possible, not to get depressed, not to argue. It's just a powerful, powerful thing, and I'm just happy for that. Hey, Divine, what's going on? Divine Aubrey, I know you're there. If you're not, something's wrong.
Bobby, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, go ahead. Welcome to the show again.
Yes. So, yes, all is well. Welcoming everyone to the show, and happy holidays to everyone out there. I'm looking forward to having our standing first of the month guest on with us, Veronica Gabriel, today. And also looking forward to our guest for the upcoming couple of weeks, some very enlightening and exciting information to be shared with our audience.
Yeah. Yeah, next week, can you introduce next week's show with Jan? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Next week, we're going to have Jan Dior, and she's a facilitator of the Buteyko breathing method, which is all about breathing for health. Jan has studied at UCLA under Patrick McKeon, the current leading authority on Buteyko. And she's going to be telling us, sharing with us how this method of breathing can help with panic attacks and sleeping disorders, sleep apnea, COPD, and allergies. So Jan will be with us next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time.
Yeah, that would be the 13th of December. And the week after that, 2 weeks from today, that's the 20th of December, we're going to have Luann Panessi, one of our favorites. She works very, very closely with Gary Null, probably closer than anyone else. She's does some tremendous work as a nutritionist, as a healer, helping so many people. And she's turned her life around 23 years ago. Great story on that. So many people have turned their lives around. But Luann's going to give a great, great talk about how to be ready for Christmas, the ups, the downs, how to avoid problems, how to eat the right foods, how to be happy, not sad, just everything you can think of for Christmas. And I will be right there with her, myself and Divine. So looking forward to that. Let's see, what else do we have to mention here? Well, the how to get into this show on your telephone. Take this number down. I have two numbers for you. One, as you get your pencil and pen or your pen and paper out, how do we get into there are two things we're going to talk about. One is the telephone archives where you can call and hear the show the day after, and it'll be on this show will be on button number one. We have five buttons, the five most recent shows. Button number two is the one from a week before, and so and go on down the line. And so that number is for the archives 701-719-0994. Then the number to call to hear this show as is, and you can hear any show on Progressive Radio Network, which, my friends, is the number one show in the world. And we're number one in social media. Gary Knowles' show is on number one. And we're getting more and more people. And we're also tremendous amount on social media, on the archives. And the number to call if you want to hear the show, I'll give you a different number than you may have not heard, but this number you can also call. Area 712-432-7231. Then the other number to call, this is the second number you can call also in case one number is having a problem, call the other one. And this is area 424-203-8046. Either one to hear that. So, okay, Divine, let's get the show on the road and introduce our guest. And I have the first question for her.
Okay, absolutely. So again, very delighted to welcome back Veronica Gabriel. And as I think our audience is well aware that Veronica is an exceptional transformational coach. She's a speaker, author, consultant, writer, and facilitator. She has hosted many retreats and workshops in addition to continuing her one-on-one work with those desiring a deeper understanding of life. And Veronica is truly dedicated to delivering truth and understanding. So welcome, Veronica.
Thank you, Divine. Hello, Bobby. Thank you all Hello. For having me.
We love you, and thank you for being with us all once the first month, Wednesday of every month here at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And today we're going to talk about two things. The first one I'm going to introduce, and that's about how you and your mother and how you grew up not getting upset ever. This is amazing. I just can't. It's hard to believe that anybody in this world could never get upset, never get complain, never be, argue, never fight, never let things get to them.
Never. You know, never did. If she did, I never saw it.
Wow. Yeah, I know. And then the second part of the show, Divine's going to introduce her and bring in to discuss relationships, to discuss Christmas time and how to navigate the ups and downs of Christmas from everything from body, mind, spirit. So let's start with the first thought, and the first thing to talk about is how in the world can you tell us about your mother, how you grew up with 17 children altogether, and you were one of them, and you were one of the middle ones, I think you said, and how she was, tell us about her, and then about how you learned from that, and how you are from that. Go ahead.
I came in number 12. And I loved it. I came in number 12, and 2 and 1 is 3, and 3 is the symbol of wholeness.
Wow.
So, yes, 17, but one set of twins. The twins made their transition very early, so there was really 15. You know, as a child growing up, I would always look at my mother, and I knew there was something different about her. She never yelled, she never screamed, she never uttered an obscene word. She did everything just absorbed in her God-created world, me not understanding it back then. And we got together. She would gather us all together at night, and we'd kneel around the bed with her, and we'd pray. And it was just a natural thing for us to do every night. She was really showing me what I was to become, because I recognized that my mother really was a mystic. And a mystic is one who is in direct communication, communion with the divine, her true divine self. And I recognized that that was her life. She was always, you know, in her inner world. And again, never yelled, never screamed, never uttered an obscene word. And the mystic really is the prophet in action. A prophet is one who helps to free others of their self-deceptions. She was an incredible mother. She was just absorbed in her God world. And so my life today is what it is because of her. When my awakening started, I really, really came to the recognition that she was showing me what I was to become. And so when I raised my two children, I never yelled, I never screamed, I never uttered an obscene word. Today I have a wonderful relationship with both my children, my son and my daughter, and I've never had any problems with them. So I thank my mother for that.
Wow, that's the way we should all learn to do that.
She was truly filled with love and light, which will lead us into abundance. Love is our abundance. And we were all given an abundance of wealth when we were created in the image and likeness of Creator, God, whatever name we want to use. Love is our abundance. And, you know, the image and likeness of God, so therefore we are affluent. And affluent means to flow. The free-flowing abundance expresses itself in many different forms, since we are in a third dimension and this is a universe of form. So there's two parts to us. We have loving thoughts and we have fearful thoughts. We have two thought systems within us. And every second we're choosing one or the other. The truth of it is we all came in rich. We all came in prosperous. And prosperous means successful, rich. You're rich in the richness of God. We are rich children of a loving Father, Mother, Creator, having great abundance because it was given to us of value and worth. So you are worthy to receive what is rightfully yours because it has been given to you. You did not make it. Love creates, the ego makes, and you want nothing that you have made because it's not real. So we are worthy to receive what already belongs to us, our divine inheritance. Our part is to simply claim it, and we have to be open to receive it because it belongs to you. Success is about you. It's about what you are. It's about sharing. It's about love. And success, true success, is not in getting there. We're already there in consciousness. It's earning the right to, in consciousness, to be there. And you're there now, because now is all there is. Love is always present. Abundance is wealth. Wealth is well-being. And the higher we ascend, the more light we will have and the more we can create. Because we're working with four basic spiritual laws. Intention, attraction, allowance, harmony, and balance. See, we have been conditioned to believe, I want, I want, I want. We want to be in the relationship. We want more money. We want more friends. And this wanting just causes more wanting. Wanting creates more wanting. Believing says that you think the process will work, but knowing accomplishes the intention, and to know is to be certain, and certainty is of God. It's of a higher power, and that knowledge is there within each and every one of us. we have to give ourselves space and room to do our own internal inquiry within ourselves. Spend a moment in the glad acceptance of what has been given to you, your abundance, this gift of life that belongs to all of us. But we have to claim it. Claim it. You know, let's talk about those green strips for a minute. Your money needs your faith and your vision to be of service to you, because the proper use of money is to serve. And service and sharing are the prime directives of all enlightened and liberated beings. So we have to liberate ourselves from a dense field of energy so we can claim what already belongs to us, your divine inheritance, your richness, your wealth. Flow with the current, running through the universe, the current of life. All of the suffering, uncertainties, lack, limitation, sacrifice come to us because we're out of balance with spiritual law. And love is the law. And the way we've been conditioned, we believe that money creates security and things and possessions can give us joy. No, joy is your birthright. It's your natural state. It's nothing you have to work hard for or to attain. You already have it. And it's not contained in time. We're in a universe of time, and that's the great illusion. And illusions are beliefs in what is not real. In time, you see ourselves as a physical body subject to the passage of time. And nothing less than knowing the truth of what you are will satisfy you. So we have to choose a different approach to life. We have to make choices. Ask yourself, why is the choice I made of value to me? What attracts my mind to it? What purpose does it serve? And you pause and you reflect. If you feel any sense of guilt about your choice, it means you have chosen wrongly. It means you're identifying with a false self, a false image. Choose again. Unlearn in order to remember. Your choices are your gifts. You are choosing to remember your true identity. And you have three choices and the power to choose. One, to come to the decision to end the conflict and dishonesty. Conflict is an expression of fear. Conflict you have induced. Emerge from the conflict and be honest with you. Two, you can remain as you are in pain and suffering. The choice is yours. Or three, you can remain divided and partial in your release, where you're half-hearted. You're unwilling to let go and trust in what does not change, the creative action of life. The magnificence of human nature is that we always have a choice. And every minute, every second, we're choosing between selflessness or selfishness. Selflessness is love. Selfishness is fear. And the miracle of existence is that we have a choice. We can change. We have the power within us. So transformation of consciousness is the only thing worth doing. So the goal of life is to wake up. Wake up. Humanity has been asleep for much too long. Put the intellect to sleep and tell the senses to go climb a tree so you can remember your true identity. You can remember you. Effortless prosperity, effortless abundance has been given to us. Universal mind has tossed us a lifeline. Grab a hold of it and float effortlessly to a safe harbor where you're safe forever from the winds of fear. Everything is energy. Energy governs the molecular structure of all manifestation, and energy is natural power. And we are powerful beyond measure, because power is mental or moral efficacy. And efficacy is the power to produce an effect, effectiveness. An effect is to cause. To cause is to bring about. What do you desire to bring about? A change, a transformation within you that is in accordance with the truth of what you are. What am I? I am love. I am love. Your life has no beginning and no end. You are an eternal being filled with love and light. When we look at the infinity symbol, you know, again, it has no beginning and no end. It's the infinity symbol. Infinite, eternal. It's an enclosure or veil within and behind which lay buried the mystery of creation. The changeless self with no beginning and no end. Eternal being. Yeah. No beginning and no end. And this mysterious self is your awareness of being. Just be. Be yourself. Not an illusion of yourself. You're aware of being, but you're also aware of being someone. And this someone is the personality self. Lift the veil that seems so dark and heavy and let the light in. Merge with your true self, your light body. It's your spiritual blueprint, and it's available to you. You're cutting the strings of uncertainty and doubt. To doubt is to not know. But we do know because the knowledge is there within each and every one of us. There is nothing more fulfilling in life than expressing the wholeness of life. And we have a simple choice. We can fear, resent, and separate, or love, forgive, and be in unity. And this wholeness can be expressed in all of our relationships. And as we begin to practice spiritual discipline, we can transform our character. Because character is what one is. Reputation is what one is thought to be by others. We're all created in the image and likeness of wholeness. And wholeness is not contaminated by words. And that moral and ethical quality abides within each and every one of us. So as we begin to practice new habits through the process, willingness, devotion of prayer and meditation, you can transform your life. You can transform your life. Transformation of consciousness is the only thing worth doing. Claim your abundance. It already belongs to you. The miracle of life is God is all there is. Contact universal supply for whatever is needed. Ask the inner teacher for what is rightfully yours. Love is your abundance. It's your divine right. And it's available right here and right now. It is the function of Creator, the source of life that gave you life to support, maintain, provide, protect, sustain, nourish, and comfort you by love eternally, because you are eternal. And it's the function of that self to always fill the need. And we were all given an abundance of wealth when we were created in the image and likeness of God. Flow with the current of life that flows from the depths of your soul. Be true to you. Your money needs your faith and your vision to be of service to you. And the proper use of money is to serve. We equate work with money, so there's no joy in work. All work is God's work. Spiritual living is prosperous living. Success is not in getting there. It's earning the right and consciousness to be there. And you're there now, because now is all there is. We all came into this manifestation loaded, prosperous, rich in the richness of God, having great abundance. In the world of illusions, we measure success by external achievements, and we give exaggerated importance to our possessions and the state of our, you know, our finest. But there's far more to abundance and prosperity. Abundance is knowing that anything is possible at any time. And abundance is being aligned with an unlimited force that is working for the highest good of every living thing. And consciousness, being infinite love, is also infinite intelligence. And these two qualities must be in balance if you are to know what belongs to you. Otherwise, there's no wisdom. You're running on empty, trying to get something. All we really have to do is to get out of the getting concept. You already have, you already are. So don't be blinded by material prosperity. Our selfish and insane desires for material possessions has driven us apart. Yeah. When you make material things the sole object of your life, you're retarding your progress. You're being weakened, not strengthened. True success is the expansion of consciousness, and your consciousness is your world. What world are you in? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. Are you in a world of illusions or a world of wisdom? You cannot be deprived of your natural richness if you have a prosperity consciousness, because spiritual living is prosperous living. So just be in your element, and you will always be provided for. Because you are part of the essential ingredient contributing to the whole. Your true element is the presence of love. So it's your divine right to experience your abundance and prosperity because it belongs to you. It belongs to you. Wealth is not in money. Wealth is in ideas. And it's the idea that draws the wealth to you. I am the infinite love that attracts all substance to me that brings forth my success. My success. And again, true success is the expansion of consciousness. We have to be in balance with our true self. Delight in the essence that is you. No one can give us what we already have. We were all, again, given an abundance of wealth when we were created. Do you know, you cannot even have an argument with someone who is awake, aware, and alive. We cannot accept because the mind is too crowded. We know too much intellectually, and it prevents us from knowing the simple truth. And only what is loving is true. So don't be so anxious about seeking material wealth. You will seek, but never find. Do not reach for what is not within your grasp. Reach spiritually for what you already have. The storehouse is full. It is unlimited abundance. Belongs to us. Spiritual living is prosperous living, and prosperity includes peace of mind, harmony, health, and financial plenty. And true prosperity does not depend on a full pocketbook, but on a mind that's full of rich thoughts. So we all came in rich, in the richness of God. And successful living depends on how you feel on the inside. And prosperity means the condition of being successful. To succeed in an enterprise or activity, to become strong and flourishing, to achieve economic success, a state of good fortune, and especially of financial success. And there's only one way to achieve prosperity, and that's by putting you in charge of you. Your life is a gift to the world, and we all have the potential. Potential is something that can develop or become actual. You're aligning with your real thoughts. You're seeing money as a gift from Creator. See money as holy. What does it say on the back strip? In God we trust. Money is an instrument of love. And the meaning you attach to it is the meaning you give it. See it as holy. Holy. So the goal is not to make money or to acquire things, but to attain the consciousness through which the substance flows when you need it. And the appropriate use of money is to help heal the world, to serve, and to live the lifestyle your heart desires. Fear brings failure. Love brings success. Prosperity is the ability to be charitable. Prosperity is a belief. It's not a circumstance. It's a feeling. It's a discipline. One does not suddenly become affluent because you sit around thinking, oh, yeah, I'm a multi-billionaire. But when you think affluently, you begin to demonstrate prosperity, because affluent means to flow. To flow. To flow. Just be. You are God's living enterprise. And God cannot fail, because there's no failure in God. No failure in God. The power of decision lies within each and every one of us, because every decision affects your vibration. You cannot live a choiceless life. Every second you're choosing a loving thought or a fearful thought, and it will manifest itself in a loving experience or in a fearful experience. You're cutting the strings of uncertainty and doubt. To doubt is to not know. But we do know, because the knowledge is already there within us. And this is why no one can give us what we already have. We already have it. We'll just claim it. And it's not that we even need money. We need faith as a grain of mustard seed. A mustard seed will grow up to be a mustard plant. Faith to bring about things beyond reason. Because reason says it cannot be done. But faith says it can be done. Thy will be done. Not my will be done. My will is separation. Thy will is unity. The image we have made has faith and illusions. So our faithlessness has driven us apart. Faith unites. Eyes that look are common, eyes that see are rare. You want to see with the eye of your heart. Look within and discover your true, eternal, immortal, unchangeable, deathless self. And leave your mark upon the earth to inspire and encourage others that there is a different approach to life. Yeah. You know,
beautiful.
In the words of Gandhi, almost 69 years ago, Gandhi said, there is enough in the world for everyone's need. There's not enough in the world for everyone's greed.
Oh, my God.
And we're still coming to terms with it today. There is more than enough. Yeah. It's not
Veronica.
Lack of abundance we're experiencing. It's lack of awareness.
Veronica, we want to move it to our other segment with Divine. Our co-host is going to get into you with about Christmas. But everything you said is so beautiful, so wonderful. We're so happy to have you. And for those listeners that would like to hear it again, at the end we'll try to give you the archive number, not only the online, but also the telephone, where you can hear this show and the most recent shows that we've had starting tomorrow. This show will be on tomorrow on the archives, telephone and online, 24 hours a day. And now we're going to move to Christmas, some things that I'll let Divine talk about that, how this whole show is dedicated to helping you, the listeners, change your life, how to prepare for Christmas. And so that was wonderful about abundance, about choices, and the story you told about your mother, that was enormous. I'm going to listen to it myself tomorrow on the archives, and I'm telling our listeners to do that so they can get more. So, Divine, you could take it from here. Our time is moving fast, so let's keep it to the time slot. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Veronica, for sharing. So wonderful and so true.
Yes.
All the golden nuggets that you share. So now here we are. This is the season to be jolly, right? But it isn't always, easier said than done. While the holidays, of course, bring us many joys, you know, family reunions, good food, thoughtful gifts, they also entail an incredible amount of stress. And I love what you say about choices because, you know, for me, one of the ways to really enjoy the holidays is to set the intention, first of all, to enjoy the holidays. We have that choice. In every moment, we have the choice. So can you share more on, you know, how to get through the holidays, which, you know, can be somewhat stressful for some of us?
Well, there's only really one way to enjoy the holidays, the holy days, is really by being in alignment with yourself and not getting caught up in the materialistic way of life. Your life is a gift to the world. We're showing up, we're coming together to share food, talk, laughter from a consciousness of love. Just to be yourself, not an illusion of yourself. Be the changeless self. Be true to you. You are unlimited, eternal, immortal, forever and forever. Bring the light into whatever it is, whether it's your Christmas shopping or going to a family, someone that you only see once a year. Bring in the love, bring in the love, bring in the love. And just simply allow. Don't make demands. Let the energy steer you in the direction that you are to go. You're on a spiritual mission to fulfill your sacred contract. Helping others to remember the truth of what they are is that mission. So as you honor the inner, the outer will manifest. Yeah.
So just being in the moment and appreciating.
Just be
sharing love.
And yes. Instead of, what am I going to get? And what are they going to, what am I going to? There's nothing to get. We need to get out of the getting concept. Just simply be. Just be you. Just be and allow. You're not trying to make anything happen. We all know the truth, but few actually live it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So just to have fun, practice generosity.
Yeah. Yes. Kindness, wonderful. Goodness, thoughtfulness, love. Ask for nothing.
Yes,
in the nothing. Yeah. In the nothing is everything.
Absolutely. And the sooner we get to that understanding, the more joyful and loving and happy our lives will be. You know, it's in the nothingness where that's all the gifts are.
The more at peace we will be within ourselves. You know, again, we all bought into the materialistic way of life. And look at what's happening on the planet right now. The earth is moving into the next stage of its development called higher consciousness. We are the children of Mother Earth. We're ascending to a higher state of awareness. So we must have a spiritual practice. We have to become grounded and rooted, since the externals are not going to do it for us because it's based on man-made rules and ideas. And look at where it's gotten us. We're sick, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're depressed, we're deprived, we're disillusioned, we're despondent. It just goes on and on. It's fair. And we were not created to be eaten by fear. we were created to live an abundantly rich, fulfilling, and purposeful life.
Absolutely.
We have to wake up.
Perfect timing. Let's move into our meditation and encouraging, you know, our audience to go within and hold the vibration that you're going to share during meditation that will allow us to enjoy the holidays and every day for that matter.
Yes, every day. Every day.
Into the holiday.
Every day is a holiday.
Right. Exactly.
Every day.
Every day is a holy day, right?
Every day is a holiday. Holiday. Holy day. Every day is a holy day. It's a holiday. So you're on vacation every day.
Absolutely. So let's take the next, 8 to 10 minutes and do a guided meditation.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Slowly exhale. With eyes closed, say to yourself silently and thoughtfully, I choose to live in an interior castle. I choose to live in an interior castle. I choose to live in an interior castle. I am the love that illumines the whole universe. I am the love that illumines the whole universe. I am the love that illumines the whole universe. I am indestructible consciousness. I am indestructible consciousness. I am indestructible consciousness. Look within and discover the goodness that is your true self, timeless and eternal, your eternal innocence. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to create it. Just look within and discover it. The core essence of this goodness is untouched by fear and doubt. This goodness is your true, eternal, unchangeable, immortal self. Set your life ablaze with light so you can discover the truth of what you are. Feel a sense of lightness. Tell yourself, I will comb the twists and knots of my thoughts. I will comb the twists and knots of my thoughts. I will comb the twists and knots of my thoughts. Teach my heart to pray. Teach my heart to pray. Teach my heart to pray. I breathe in love and breathe out love, for there is nothing else. I breathe in love and breathe out love, for there is nothing else. I breathe in love and breathe out love, for there is nothing else. I will smell the perfume of perfect peace. I will smell the perfume of perfect peace. I will smell the perfume of perfect peace. I carry a fragrance in my heart. I carry a fragrance in my heart. I carry a fragrance in my heart. I live in a mansion of light. I live in a mansion of light. I live in a mansion of light. I will remind myself often that I am the light. I will remind myself often that I am the light. I will remind myself often that I am the light. I will collect no needless burdens. I will collect no needless burdens. I will collect no needless burdens. I will loosen my grip and trust in the light. I will loosen my grip and trust in the light. I will loosen my grip and trust in the light. Breathe in light and breathe out light, for there is nothing else. The divine light descends upon us all, and we are purified, grateful, and blessed. For this we give thanks. Rest in quiet light. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you. So, Veronica, just a couple more minutes, 1 or 2 minutes to kind of wrap up with your closing thoughts. And then please give our listeners your contact information, how they may reach you.
My contact information is veronicagabrielle@gmail.com or Labarre Retreats, LabarreRetreats, Labarre Retreats @yahoo.com. And they can also listen to me on ACIM Gather Radio on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock and Thursdays at 2 o'clock.
And at 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Pacific time. Yeah. Pacific time. Yeah. and I'm also available for coaching.
Yes, so if someone wants some extra help during the holidays, please contact Veronica. She's wonderful. So, Veronica, let's wrap it up. And any closing thoughts for our audience on what you have shared today, reminders?
Just make right choices by asking your true self to decide for you. Every decision we make affects our vibration. Thoughts are vibration. Thoughts rule creation. You are creation, creating in a world of form. Pay attention to what is going on in the lab of your mind and be true to yourself and ask yourself, what do I really want? Do I really want to celebrate Christmas? Do I really want to be with me? Do I really want to be with others? Where I'm acting from a consciousness of love and not reacting from a consciousness of fear.
Wonderful. So not just going with the ordinary, but really going within and seeing what feeds and nurtures your inner self.
Yes.
We enter into this beautiful holiday season. And Bobby, are you there? Did you want to add something?
Yes. I wanted to, first of all, thank, this is really great. I knew it would be because Christmas is a spiritual time, and you are an immense spiritual person that we can all learn from, Veronica. And thank you so much for being on the show, the meditation, everything you talked about your mother and about abundance. You talked about so many wonderful things. And our listeners can hear this tomorrow on the telephone number and the online that I'm going to give in 1 minute. But thank you so much, Veronica, and we will see you again on the first Wednesday of January of the new year. At that time, listeners, we're going to talk about goals for the new year, the things that you want to start your new year fresh with a positive attitude and a new life, a new beginning. Every day, every minute is a new beginning for the rest of your life. And we're going to talk about that and about with Veronica the first Wednesday of January at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Thank you so much. You are beautiful, Veronica.
You're welcome, Bobby. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Divine. Love you both.
Thank you, Veronica. Love you.
Yeah, let me just finish up. Divine, next week, tell us about Jan very briefly about the show we're going to have for next week.
Yes, Jan Dior will be with us. She's going to be speaking on how to change your breathing to change your life through the Buteyko breathing method. So super excited to hear about that. It's a non-medical, natural approach to end many, many different medical challenges that one may have.
Good, good. And the week after that, we're going to have Luann Panessi, our nutritionist. She is a life coach. She is a wonderful aide to Gary Null in New York City. Although she's in Texas, she's the one that coordinates the retreats. And the retreats that she coordinates are the best of the world, where they have 20 or more people showing up from around the country, and they get there for meditation, for love, for learning how to change their lives, for healing with Gary Null in person right there. So it's a wonderful situation. She is blessed, and she does wonderful, wonderful work. So we're going to have her on 2 weeks from today, which is the 20th of December at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, let's finish up here. First, they're going to come on with the music in a second, so let me start thanking people. And thank you, first of all, Divine, for your great show today. You handled this really, really well, the time and everything else, so thank you. And
You are
also,
very welcome. Thank you, Bobby, as always. Thank you for creating. Let's create a better world.
Oh, it's a pleasure. This is wonderful what we do, and being with all the great people that we are with, especially Veronica today, that was really, really good. All right, so here are the numbers to call. The number to call to hear the show tomorrow is our archive 24-hour telephone number, area 701-719-0994. And the online one would be www.letscreateabetterworld.podbean. That's spelled P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, D as in dog, bean, as in the kind of bean you eat, bean.com. Either way you can get that show. And we're looking forward to more great shows in the next few weeks. All about, the theme will be Christmas, how to prepare for it. So I'm going to finish up right now because the song is coming on, O Holy Night by Celine Dion. Thank you to Julie Elias, my daughter, for getting me to put this song on, which I wanted to do anyway. Thank you all, and thank you, the listeners.
His name.